Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Ken, congratulations. We both have made it through holidays part two of three. We still have New Year's to make it through, but
boy, there are just so many. It all starts with Happy Hanukkah, and then, geez, it's a whirlwind.
At least I have the studio to hide in. I mean, you have your family that's way up inside.
I have my Prius. I park it in a Walmart.
How many
Walmart
nights have you spent
lot.
On the beach in Oceanside?
Actually, dude, you got my number, don't you? Yeah, right there at Dog Beach. I know the exact parking space I like the best.
It is the Rock and Roll Happy Hour on Alt 94.9. It's Jeremy along with our San Diego indie beer evangelist, Ken Wright, wrapping up the Christmas holiday. And we realized that after our fall brewing show last Friday that we had not done a Christmas beer special. And with so many Christmas beers out there, we're going to help you wade through the back end of the holidays. Everything we're going to drink tonight are all things you can find readily available. I went to Mesa Liquor here in Kearney Mesa and found everything I got for the beers that I selected.
You, I went to a Holiday Wine Cellar in Escondido. Shout out to Mark and the crew. What I like about these beers, though, is that there's a billion Christmas beer lists out there that people keep cutting and pasting from year to year, and they're all terrible and dominated either by obscure stuff or national brands. So this is a variety of styles, and I think it's awesome.
The beer we started off with is a beer that we reference many times throughout the year. There's a lot of brewers and a lot of beers that are influenced by Sierra Nevada Celebration. So we decided to start off with that. This is their Fresh Hop IPA they do once a year.
They've been doing it since 1981. 38 years, Jeremy. That's as old as you are.
Oh my God. It's beautiful copper color, and it's
gorgeous, and it's an IPA, but when you first pour it, it almost looks like an amber because it's got some caramel malts. It's very malty.
You know you're drinking an IPA once you put it to your lips, though.
Oh yeah, that's the three C's right there. That's Cascade, Chinook, and Centennial.
You know, with as hoppy and tropical as IPAs have gotten over the last couple of years, it's always nice to go back to something that's comfortable.
It's exactly what this is.
All right, let's start off with something comfortable while we drink Sierra Nevada Celebration and toast to you and the holidays.
It's God bless us, everyone.
Rock and Roll Happy Hour on Alt 94.9. It is our Rock and Roll Happy Hour holiday special on Alt 94.9. It's Jeremy with our San Diego indie beer evangelist, Mr. Ken Wright. Tonight, starting off the program with a beer that needs no introduction around the holidays. Sierra Nevada Celebration Fresh Hop IPA. Delicious.
So good.
Malty, crisp hops. Amazing, great beer to drink around the season, especially with the cold mornings.
Yeah, dude, put on a flannel shirt, get yourself a big stack of pancakes, and have that beer with breakfast.
But the next beer, I'm curious. This is one of your selections. Anchor Brewing, one of the oldest California breweries.
In a manner of speaking, is the first craft brewery to start up in the 1960s, but it is also a brewery that originally started like in the 1880s.
And it's also a brewery that has just always confuggled my brain.
Oh, they do strange stuff.
They do weird beers, and there's no like delineation on what they are. All the labels in the bottles look very similar to each other.
Their porter is a lager.
Yeah.
And of course, they're famous for Anchor Steam, which is neither lager nor ale, based on what the 49ers did. So they're real imaginative.
This is a beer that they do every single year. This is our special ale 2019. This is the 45th year they've made this beer.
45 years.
Now, one of the cool things you were telling me about this beer that I didn't know, it was that every year they base it off a tree.
Right. It is a winter warmer. It's not a terribly heavy beer. I think it's around maybe 6%-ish.
It's so dark.
It's very dark, but relatively light bodied. It's spiced. They always put spruce tips in it, but in addition to the spruce tips, they also pick a new tree every year. This year's tree is the Western Arbor Vitae, which means the Western Tree of Life. It's native to Northern California, and it's got medicinal properties.
I totally get why this is a holiday beer. It's It's dark. It's real smooth. It's malty.
It's got a hint of sweetness to it.
Yeah, and I'm trying to figure out.
Almost like root beer.
That's it. That's exactly what I was trying to get at. There was a certain property in this beer that I could not put my finger on. It's almost like drinking a root beer.
That must be the tree of life right there. It has healing properties, you know. So here's to healing ourselves in 2020.
So if I drink enough of this, I might see God.
It's just me, Jeremy.
And we will continue drinking beers with our Lord and Savior and indie beer evangelist Ken Wright. Next, we'll go across the pond and do some Belgian stuff on the Rock and Roll Happy Hour. It's Alt 94.9. Ken is starting to feel...
I'm feeling some holiday cheer again.
Yes, you are. It is the Rock and Roll Happy Hour on Alt 94.9. It's our Christmas beer special. Start off the program with the Sierra Nevada Celebration. Had just finished off the Anchor Steam Our Special Ale 2019. And one of the things that I always associate Christmas ales with, Christmas beers, are Belgians.
Yes.
I would say Delirium Noel, always one of my top Christmas beers. I could not find it this year.
Really? So what we have instead.
Yes, what we have is, now this is this called Nice?
Yeah, it's Nice.
Nice.
Which is a play on words because it's actually N apostrophe ice holidays, or nice, if you like.
And this is from Schoof.
Made by the little elves of Belgium.
It's a Belgian dark beer. They say with spices, contains orange peel and thyme.
Yes, so there's going to be some herbaceous and orangey notes. Also, today, third day of Christmas, by the way, three French hens, France next to Belgium. See how it all makes sense?
You totally lost me. I was taking my first sip of this beer. And now considering that we've had, you know, two ales from here in the States, and now we bring in a true Belgian, you can really get the kind of counterpoint of what Belgian yeast is comparative to our normal IPAs, the normal Cali yeast we use.
Absolutely. The carbonation is a lot finer, much finer carbonation, not as prickly as what we often have here in the States. Also, you do get those Belgian overtones of spice and banana bread and just all this great Christmassy stuff, plus the orange. It's like a fruitcake in a glass.
You know what I would like to do with this? Tuck away a bottle for a year and come taste it next year, because there's a little bit of residual heat on the back end.
There's some booziness. Which makes sense. I mean, 10%?
Yes. I poured us way too much.
That's all right. I'm not going anywhere.
Let's play this while...
it's Friday.
See if there's someone in the studio who would like to join us for some more of this beer. It is the Rock and Roll Happy Hour.
Hey, you guys want some beer?
It's 94.9. We are going from across the pond back here to San Diego, but for some reason there's still gnomes on the bottle. It is the Rock and Roll Happy Hour on Alt 94.9. It's Jeremy along with our San Diego indie beer evangelist, Mr. Ken Wright. It's our Christmas holiday beer special as we started off the program with Sierra Nevada Celebration. We've had Anchor Brewing's Our Special Ale 2019. Just finished off the Nice Schoof Belgian Dark, and now we go to some well-known Belgian-ish brewery. I don't know. How do you describe the Lost Debbie at this point?
I don't know. You know, Tommy is
crazy.
Yeah, Tommy
inspired.
Arthur is many things.
Yes,
and we just don't have enough time
to describe
to delve
him?
In to the mystery that is Tommy right
Truth.
Now. But he often uses port beers as a base for his Lost Abbey beers, and then he blends stuff around. And so I haven't the foggiest idea what the base beer is.
It's pretty. This is the Lost Abbey Noël de Abbey Holiday Brown Ale. And since we know nothing about it, let's just taste it and figure out. I don't know anything we can figure. Out.
That's Belgian-y.
Yeah. Not quite the same Belgian-y fruitiness we got from the Schoof, but it's definitely got a little bit of something that's not your normal everyday run-of-the-mill.
Again, one thing to me that always gives away a Belgian-style beer is just that very fine carbonation, almost like champagne. And this definitely has that. There's some oak. I'm getting some...
There's also some raisin in there, too.
Yeah. Well, you know, Tommy loves to flame the raisins, if you know what I'm saying.
Why, he has a gnome in his front yard.
That's right. And speaking of gnomes, they're on the bottle. This is good.
I would definitely have this at holiday dinner. This is
really good. This is a crowd pleaser, I think.
All right. Well, cheers to that. And since we're talking about port brewing and them using base beers from port as Lost Abbey beers, we're going to do one of the most infamous port beers to end the show.
Ho, ho, ho.
And here we come to the end of our show, our holiday beer special on the Rock and Roll Happy Hour. It's Alt 94.9. It's Jeremy with our San Diego indie beer evangelist, Ken Wright, drinking a whole slew of some of our favorite holiday beers you can get pretty much anywhere. Now, this is probably one of my most...
Trying to make sleigh bell sounds with my keys. It's not working.
Probably one of the most infamous holiday beers that are out there is a beer that has gone through many label changes and is most infamously probably known as Satan's Little Hangover.
Yes.
Port Brewing's Santa's Little Helper. This is their Imperial Stout with coffee, vanilla, and cocoa.
We love this beer, and it should be on everybody's Christmas beer list.
Hands down. And this year, it was great because it's gone through single bottles. It's gone through 750 bottles. This one was in a four-pack of 12-ounce bottles.
Yeah, and that's great since it's about 10% alcohol by volume.
Yes.
It's nice that it now comes in a 12-ounce bottle. And you know what? Santa is back on the label.
I know.
I don't know how they swung that with the ABC. First, they had the mysterious silhouette because they had to take him off because you shouldn't be, you know, giving beer to children at Christmas or something.
Shouldn't. So this is another one of those beers that if you have prior vintages, it's great to drag out because this one, you get all that coffee, you get all that vanilla, get a little bit of that chocolate, and there's some heat on the back end of that.
Oh, yeah, but I mean, dude, this tastes like chocolate chip cookies and hot chocolate.
One of my favorite beers to pair with ice cream.
Oh, yeah.
You just, it almost has aspirations of being a White Russian at that point.
You could. I mean, you could use this in lieu of Kahlua or Hershey's chocolate syrup, whatever you like. We featured this beer, actually, for Christmas 2 years ago.
I can't believe you remember that. Don't forget, this month's featured beer is from our friends at Abnormal Beer Company.
Pine Bomb, baby!
Which they only make around this time of year. And with that, happy holidays to you, my friend.
Happy New Year, dude.
Next week, we'll do something New Year's-y. I don't know what it's going to be yet, but we'll figure it out. It's the Rock and Roll Happy Hour on Alt 94.9. This song's for you, Ken.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.